bills will be ready in just a few minutes.
Good, Mrs. Huxtable.
Why don't you have a seat?
No, if I sit down, my suit will get wrinkled.
Would you be planning to stand up all day?
No, just until Rudy sees me.
Well, I see. Okay, well, let me fix your tie here. Oh, look. Well, don't we look beautiful?
Thank you.
And what about Kenny?
What about him?
Well, doesn't he look nice?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I can sit down.
Hey, we're all ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Good.
Daddy, where are you taking us for lunch?
I'm keeping it a secret, but all I can tell you is you're going to have one of the finest culinary experiences of your very short lives, okay?
Dr. Huxtable, you look very handsome.
Well, thank you, Morgan. Do you like desserts?
Yes.
Then you get two.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
You look very, very handsome.
Well, then you get three desserts.
Me too.
And you're going to get 12.
Daddy, you are the most handsomest man in the world.
Oh, you're just saying that because you want 32 desserts. You lie.
No, she's not. You're looking pretty smooth. Have a nice time. Right, I'll see you later, handsome.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a very, very fine restaurant this afternoon. And I want all of you to behave like young ladies and gentlemen. Well, that means we will not act like heathens. No heathens.
No heathens.
And you will not act like mad dogs when the bread comes. No mad dogs when the bread comes.
No mad dogs when the bread comes.
Hit it.
Hit it.
No heathens.
Wait, now see, you're loud already.
Theo.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
You're looking at it.
You mean you're gonna eat and listen to music all day?
No, Vanessa, I'm gonna relax. This is Saturday, the only day I can really unwind.
Would you like to do me a really big favor?
No.
Oh, come on, Theo, you owe me a favor. Remember the time when you wanted to buy that yo-yo that lights up in the dark? I was the one who lent you that 75 cents.
That was 3 years ago, Vanessa. And I paid you back, remember?
Oh, right. Well, haven't I done a favor for you since then?
No. But let me hear what it is anyway.
I want you to teach me how to play tennis.
Vanessa, you hate tennis.
Oh, that's what I thought until I met Edwin Slagle.
Oh, Edwin Slagle, is this a new guy?
Not a new guy, the guy. See, I was behind him in the lunch line yesterday, and I overheard him say that he likes to play tennis. So I thought if I improved my game, I could be his partner.
Vanessa, I've seen your tennis game. You can kiss Edwin Slagle goodbye.
Need your help. I mean, you're the best tennis player I've ever seen. You're so fast and coordinated, and you look fabulous in tennis shorts.
Are you trying to flatter me?
Yes.
Well, it worked.
Right.
I'll give you a few pointers.
And I wasn't kidding about how good you look in tennis shorts.
Thanks.
One more thing. Do you think you can make me a good tennis player in one day?
Vanessa, when I finish giving you tennis lessons, you're going to be Mrs. Edwin Slagle.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Port-au-Prince Restaurant.
Thank you.
Do you have a reservation?
Oh, yes, Dr. Huxtable, thank you.
Yes, your table will be ready in a second.
All right.
Wow, this place is really fancy. They have tablecloths.
I bet if you spill something, they get mad.
I bet they throw you out.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
May I talk to you alone, man to man?
Yeah, okay.
We'll be right back.
Step in my office here. What can I do for you, son?
Well, I can see this place looks like it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, but I got it covered.
Well, I wanted to know if I could pay for me and Rudy.
You're kidding.
Yeah, my brother says you should always pay when you take out a date.
Well, how much money have you?
$1.03.
All right, give it to me.
Not now.
Oh.
Wait until the bill comes so Rudy can see me.
She'll see you. Come on, sport.
What were you talking about?
Man talk.
That's right.
Your table's ready.
Thank you. Table's ready.
Wow, look!
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want two of those.
No, that's not the table. That isn't the table. Come back.
Daddy, can we have that now? Please. You're very handsome.
Sit down. I don't want to hear that handsome stuff. Sit down. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome.
Yes, dear.
How come I have so many forks?
Well, each fork is for a different course.
Do I have to use both of them?
No, you don't.
Good, because I like this tall one the best.
All right.
I'll trade you my tall one for your small one.
Okay.
I'll trade you my spoons for your plate.
No. There we go, nice hot bread.
No!
Don't you ever feed these children.
Raising wild dogs.
Oh.
I'll get you some more bread.
Please, thank you.
Sarah!
Hi, Claire.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Well, you're always saying how your little sister should drop by more often, so here I am.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
You don't mind having company?
No, not at all.
It's okay, girls. Come in.
Samantha.
Claire.
Hi, how y'all doing? Come on in. Have a seat. I haven't seen you two in a while.
Well, you would if you came down to the health club more often.
Samantha, don't bother me. I've been very busy.
I hope we're not intruding.
Well, no, I was working, but this is a great excuse to stop.
You should have seen us at the club pounding these bodies into shape.
And we were tired, hungry, and thirsty and had no place to go. And Sarah said, let's go bother my sister Claire.
Well, welcome one and all. What can I get for you?
Nothing. We brought our own.
Great. Come on into the kitchen. I'll get some plates.
Claire, don't walk so fast. My legs are killing me.
You're not the only one. My thighs are so sore, they're begging for mercy.
You're under 30. You're not allowed to be sore.
Oh, Sam, nobody's in the shape you're in. You play racquetball 3 times a week.
Against men?
You do.
Well, there's this one gentleman from the office that I play against, and I didn't want to, but Claire, he challenged me. And girl, you know I had to accept.
He is sorry he ever did that. You should see her play. She's devastating.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Well, I don't always win. Only 3 out of the last 4 matches.
And he's still playing you?
He's just trying to get even. And the harder he tries, the worse he does.
Everybody from the club comes down to watch them play.
You should hear the crowd, Claire.
When the guy makes a good shot, the men cheer. When Sam scores a point, the women go wild.
I'm going to have to come down and see this.
Oh, you should. You know, the last time we played, I was 1 point from winning, and suddenly he gets this mysterious injury and starts limping. He turns to me and says, well, since we can't finish the game, it's not official.
You can't blame him. After all, he's only a man.
All right, when you look at this menu, it has everything you ever wanted to eat.
Dr. Hextable, what's this?
This is duck with orange sauce.
Duck? Do you have to eat the feathers?
You know better than that. They take the feathers off.
What about the face?
I can never eat a duck face.
All right, forget the duck, okay?
Dr. Huxley.
Yes, dear?
Are sweetbreads really sweet?
Forget the sweetbreads. What are you doing, dear?
I'm going to see if it floats.
How's this fine looking table doing?
Fine.
Oh, what's everybody doing here today? Is it someone's birthday?
No. My dad just said he was going to take all of us out for lunch.
Oh, your dad is a brave man.
Yes, and I'm afraid I need your support.
I'll keep you covered.
Thank you.
Now, is everyone ready to order?
Yes.
But don't give her any food because she doesn't have any teeth.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
I know what I want.
You do?
Yeah, my brother taught me how to order.
Hit it.
First, I would like an appetizer.
then soup, then salad, and then I'll have the main course. And after that, dessert. Thank you very much.
Now we have some delicious chicken or fish.
Hamburger?
Hamburger! And French fries!
Yay!
No, no, no. We're not going to sit in this restaurant and order hamburgers. This is a very special restaurant. This is a very special luncheon we're having. Now, wouldn't you rather have something you don't usually have?
Sir, may I recommend the hamburgers?
But you don't have hamburgers.
Oh, yes, sir.
You have hamburgers?
Yes.
Oh, well, then hamburgers all the way around.
Yay!
Hamburgers and fries for everyone.
Yay!
Yay!
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Nothing like a good, tasty salad with asparagus to get the taste buds ready for the hamburgers!
Daddy, what's this?
Oh, that's an artichoke heart.
A heart?
Ew!
No, that's the heart of a vegetable.
Vegetable?
Ew!
Doc Duxtable?
Yes, sir.
There's sawdust in my salad.
Where?
Right here.
That's a crouton.
What's that?
Toasted bread, and they cut it up into little pieces like that.
No, it's not. I know toasted bread when I see it, and this isn't it.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, dear.
Is this a beet?
Yes, that's a yummy beet.
I can't eat beets. It's on my list.
Oh, you have a list?
Yeah.
May I see it? Oh. Foods that Beth must not have. Beets. Well, there they are.
If I eat them, my eyes will swell shut.
Morgan, do you have a list?
No, but I cannot eat olives.
There are olives in your salad. Did you eat any?
Yes, but I feel good so far.
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a list, but I do know that I'm not supposed to eat croutons.
I see. All right. You take the croutons out of your salad, put them in the bowl over there. You take the beets and put them in this bowl here. Now, Morgan, take the olives out. Don't eat any more. But if you feel the other olives kick in, let me know.
So then what happened?
Hey!
Hi!
Theo and Vanessa, you remember Samantha and Glenda?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay, so how was the tennis?
Theo was hilarious.
Cut it out, Vanessa.
Well, what happened?
Nothing.
Theo was giving me a tennis lesson when these two good-looking girls asked us to play doubles. That was the end of my lesson.
Ah.
Well, I only did it because I figured it would improve Vanessa's game to play with some older girls.
I hardly played. Theo got all macho on me. He ran around the court swinging at every ball they hit to us.
Sound familiar, Sam?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So, Theo, were the young ladies impressed?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't trying to impress them.
Mom, halfway through the match, Theo called timeout and said, "Man, it's hot out here." Then he took off his shirt and started to do stretching exercises. Oh.
Aunt Sarah, are you making fun of me?
No, Theo. Let's get to the important thing. Did you get their phone numbers?
Well, yeah. But only because they want tennis lessons.
Oh, please. I'm going upstairs to take a shower. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, Vanessa.
Well, it was hot out there. I had to let my skin breathe. I was about to faint out there.
Oh, no, there you were.
Mom, would it be implied if I turned and ran out of here?
No.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Theo. Oh, Claire, you got a good one there.
I agree. Yeah, and he's going to be even better once he learns to stop trying so hard to impress the young ladies.
vegetable?
Yes, sir.
What's green and slimy and has 100 legs?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's crawling on your shirt.
Good one, Kenny. That's a good one.
Daddy, why is it taking so long for the hamburgers? We ordered 100 years ago.
I know, dear, but good things take a while.
Is there a playground out back?
No, I don't think so. Where are you going, dear?
I dropped my napkin.
Let me help you.
Well,
I'll help
okay.
You.
No,
me
listen.
Too.
Wait, no. Look, guys, come on.
Chicken's ready.
Hamburgers. No
hamburgers.
Yeah, hamburgers are here. Bravo.
Look at this. What we have
this
here.
Is
you...
this wonderful.
Oh, right here.
Oh, boy.
This is what yours.
Oh, B-O-Y.
And here you are, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Mm, boy, look at this. Isn't this wonderful? What's the matter?
They're too big.
These are double smasheroony. These are two-handed fellas. Just pick them up with two hands. Come on and do it.
I've never seen a hamburger like this before.
Me neither.
Why didn't they give us a bun?
Because this is a gourmet restaurant. See, this is toast.
Like Crouton's, right?
No, Kenny, this is toast. See, son, this is a gourmet hamburger.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
These aren't french fries.
Yes, they are french fries.
But they're giant.
Yeah.
Mine still has skin on it.
Hey, my fine-looking table doesn't look so fine. Is everything all right?
Sir, could I have a private conversation with you?
Certainly.
My compliments to the chef,
but
the children are not used to these hamburgers.
I understand they're too big.
Yeah, right. So if you would take everything back and take the french fries.
Have them make long, thin slices.
Please. Mm-hmm. And take the burger and
cover them with ketchup, mustard, and pickles. Put them between the bun and mash them real tight.
Yes! Yes!
No problem. I understand exactly what you mean. I have three children myself. Mm-hmm. They don't like to eat here either.
Let's get okay. All right, let's get rid of
it. Hey, we made a mistake.
We got something
made a
good
mistake.
Coming.
Where's Rudy?
I gave her away.
You did not.
No, I dropped her off at Beth's house. Dear, I am never going to take out little children any place to eat as long as I get there.
When do they start giving balloons away at the Port-au-Prince restaurant?
This is not from Port-au-Prince. It's from Circus Burger.
It's a Circus Burger?
No. We went to Port-au-Prince. The children didn't want to eat the duck face. So then they ordered hamburgers. The hamburgers came with toast. They said, ew. And then the potatoes were thick, and they said, ew. So this wonderful waiter ran across the street to Circus Burger. Came back with four Circus Burger burgers. And the children ate and had a ball.
So what's in this bag?
These are the Port-au-Prince hamburgers.
Let me see. Crib, this is disgusting. Hamburgers have ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise, and french fries mashed together?
Yes.
Why did you bring this home?
Well, I just brought them home, I guess, you know. So I put them in the freezer, and maybe one of the kids will want one for a snack or something.
Cliff, you were going to eat this yourself.
No.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing, son?
Great balloons.
Yeah, thank you.
What's in the bag?
Some burgers from Port-au-Prince.
Oh, can I take a look?
Yes.
Whoa! Can I have these?
Yes.
No. All right.
Say, son, let me talk to you for a second. What?
I want you to sit down.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now give me your feet. Put your little feet up here. And let me relieve you of your antenna.
No, you can't take my antenna away from me. These balloons cost me $140. You know what I would really like, though?
What?
I need a nap. I just want a nap right here.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll take my work upstairs so I don't disturb you.
Thank you, dear. And darling?
Yes?
I love you.
I love you, too. I'm going to make sure that no one disturbs you.
Okay.
And you have a nice nap.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, Dad.
Do you love your father?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really care about your father?
Yeah, Dad.
Then if you really care about your father, would you give your father one of those burgers, please?
I can't do that.
You don't have to worry. Your mother is upstairs, so let me have a burger.
Dad, that's not it. I ate them all.
Boy, you ate four burgers in 40 seconds?
I was hungry.
What happened to the fries?
I ate those too.
You ate the fries in 40 seconds?
I'm sorry, Dad, but I still really, truly care about you.
Thank you.
Oh, and Dad?
Yeah.
Studio audience.